In order to properly learn the sugyot of Masechet Kiddushin, very, very important that you dwell into to what is a kinyan kesef, which is pages and pages of literature in Achrayim, how to define kinyan kesef. If you notice, there's a halacha that you can't really buy things with money. Ma'ot eno konot. Money doesn't. We think money buys everything, including happiness. It's not true. Not only does it buy happiness, it doesn't buy anything. I give you money, that gives me the right.
To your object?
No. That gives me the right. Not me the right. I shouldn't even say me the right. It satisfies the seller that he should let you give it to you. He wants to give it to you. People don't realize that. It's so important to define kinyan kesef. That's right, exactly what it means. It means is when you go to the store and say this money buys this, that's not true. This money
satisfies the owner.
What it does is it facilitates that the owner will give it to
you. So then when do you buy something?
When you pick it up. When he lets me and I pick it up, that's when it's mine.
When you go to the grocery store and pick it up.
That's right. The minute you pick it up, that's when you get it. That's called kinyan hagba'ah. Through kiddushin, you're going to learn every kinyan and how it works. It's part of kiddushin, sechet kiddushin. Now, by kiddushin, kinyan kesef might not work that way. It might not be that I'm buying it with intrinsic value, but this matbea is actually making the kinyan. Kicha is learned out from Zday. Ma'ais, does it work for karka?
Yes,
it does. Okay, so you're going to have to go through this, how it works.
They know this.
I know.
Then you make a kinyan karka.
Okay, now if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that what do you pay? You pay with a pruta. Rashi says, what is a pruta? Nechoshet. What's wrong if it's not a hech? And if it's not a nechoshet, it happens to be that usually a pruta nechoshet because the cheapest in those days, I got it. Got it. Let's say I don't want to pay with a pruta. Let's say I want to pay with something else. Would it work?
Yeah, sure.
But I have to know the value of it. The Rambam in the Pinush HaMishnayot goes through the exact value of how much a pruta. In order, I want to compensate it with something else. I got to know what it is. Amnon Miluyim says, what's not important? Prut is, it's the smallest amount of money. It doesn't have to have a value. It's money. So am I buying the woman? Or am I being kind of with Kinyan Kesef?
Good question.
Buying the woman. It's some say is I'm buying or the whatever, not the woman, like we spoke yesterday, the Kinyan Ishut. Or the Pruta is making a Kinyan. And that's where Chalipin comes in. I saw you scream about Chalipin today. That's where Chalipin comes in. But before house, because I want you to go. I don't want to keep you too long. It's important to also understand, yeah, that this is relevant to the next thing. The Kesef, Ube, Shove Kesef, right? Kesef, Ube, Shove Kesef, right? Bia, Bekesef, Shamar, Bedinner, Ube, Shove Din, Besolain, Bepruta, Beshove Pruta. What is Shove Kesef, Kekesef? So I need you to spend time on this. Is Shavu Kesef ki? So first, it doesn't say Shavu Kesef is Kesef. It's ki. Everybody repeat. Let's go. Say ki. Kesef. What does that mean? And that's also machlokes. Big achrayim avni meluyim. Yeshua. Does it mean that now there's value and value works like money because money's about value? Is there a chiddush that Shavu Kesef is Kesef? Again, is it about value? It makes a very big difference. You have to understand what the Kinyan of Kedushin is. If the Kinyan Kedushin is about value.
In those days, Kesef had the value inside the coin. So what does it make a difference?
So that's the question. Is it about the value in the coin? Or is it the monetary in the coin?
The value.
And then the Kiddush becomes, Shavu Kesef is ki in halacha, ki Kesef. I will end with the following question. A check. What would you call a check?
I always had this question.
Start.
Yes.
What about a check?
It's kick ass. Sort of.
Is it? Most women, if you want to be mekadesh them, you can mekadesh them with a credit card. That's why they're married. They're marrying the credit card.
What if you dispute the payment?
Was that on tape? I'm sorry. Okay.
What if you dispute the payment?
It's paid anyways, though, by the bank.
So that'll be the kindest atzma. She'll be buying herself back immediately. Okay, the point being, the shaila of a check is the shaila of Mavshava Kesef.
Check is not Shavu Kesef. Check is not Shavu Kesef.
Good question. We don't
like
know.
No, check is not Shavu Kesef because right, you cannot.
So I want to tell you.
Can you go to a store and buy something with a check?
Yes. Why not?
Yes, you can. So what store can you go to?
Any store.
Not any store.
What any grocery store?
Why? Any store. One store in the whole main street will not accept it. That means it's not Shavu Kesef.
No, it's not true.
That could be true.
No, what's
not Shavu Kesef? Because why wouldn't he accept it if it was Shavu Kesef?
Is it a good credit card for any other store?
That's a great question.
You go to stores,
not backed by anything, but it has value.
For payment. Nobody.
Tell me, what's the minhag? How do we mekadesh a woman?
Which store?
That has value.
Tell me something. Why do we mekadesh a woman with a ring? Never will you find in the Gemara anywhere about a ring.
Customers accept checks?
Of course.
Regular customers.
We don't realize today.
Yeah,
we give a ring. Everybody knows you give a ring.
That's Kekesa.
It's not mentioned anywhere.
That's Kekesa. You see people
going
and writing out checks to
watch. We're
comfortable. So anyway, in the Mishnah,
it satisfies all opinion, no?
Obviously, so that's different.
Okay. So let me answer your question. The answer is, you hear? The answer is, says the Chinuch, a ring is on the finger, so she always remembers that she belongs to somebody. And then we cut into the... No, the actual chinuch is not the... the actual chinuch is... but today we make it, and they're for the husband. Okay, we won't get into that. Right? Sorry, so you're allowed to wear a ring, you're not allowed to wear a ring. I'm not here.
Yeah.
Okay. The point being, because the question is who owns who, right? Okay. Nasan he.
Wait, so
what's
the answer of the check?
Okay, the answer to the check is, truthfully, I don't want to go into it right now because it's a famous topic. As a matter of fact, I even believe that somebody put out a 2-volume book just on check.
What's it called?
A check b'halach, that's what it's called.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. The final, and showing you how this is relevant. Let's say a woman gets a ring. The ring has on it a diamond. All right? Now, if you notice, we don't put any diamonds on that ring. It's a plain ring.
Yes.
What's the reason for that? There's a very simple reason for that.
Because you don't want her to...
You don't want her to think and assume more money, less money. It's more... What's the difference? I understand. I gave you a ring. It's worth something.
Hasidim actually do it with the
value.
Value.
Huh? I haven't seen that before. Imitz Hashem, HaMekadesh B'Shiroi. It's a big sugya, right? If it's Daita, where is her mind? What's the difference? Is relevant to this question. How does Kenyan Kedushin work? Is it the object, the coin, or is it the value? When you buy something, is it the dollar bill or is it the value? The value. The amount of money.
It's never the paper, it's paper. It doesn't mean anything.
That's why Kedushin is a very big issue. Her das, how much is actually being given to her, to the point that even if it's money, she needs to know.
What's the value?
More or less. Okay? We'll stop over here. Okay, next. Chumash here. Let's go. Svi, did you understand what I said?
Yes.
You cop what I'm doing with this?
I'm saying, is it?